It's Monday and the start of a brand new week. I hope the week goes well for you and that there's some ease and flow in it, as I said in your text message. And I just hope that it is stress-free as is possible over the course of a week. So as I mentioned yesterday, I am kicking off this week with all teachings to do with accountability. Actually sounds like quite a boring word when you think about it, and maybe something that you mightn't find yourself interested in. But actually, it's not really that boring when you kind of explore it a little bit more. And more importantly than that, it is a key aspect to progression, to making change, and more importantly, to staying in alignment and having more heightened awareness of how you're speaking, how you're thinking, what you're doing, and how you're reacting to things. So when we think of accountability, it is being accountable to ourselves or sometimes to others to maintain a level of standard, a standard of things that are going to be right, you know, doing right or wrong in a normal sense, things that are good or bad, but also things that we expect from ourselves. So it could be as simple as being accountable to have good manners, say thank you, be polite, and all the way to being accountable for doing the right things for yourself in your life and for others. When we look at the opposite, or not the opposite, but kind of the versus part of that, which is all around kind of beating ourselves up. So there's a difference between holding ourselves accountable to standards that are good for us and right for us and right in the world, versus actually putting so much pressure on ourselves to achieve so much. And when we don't do it, we start beating ourselves up about it. And that's what I wanted to look at today. So starting off with giving out to yourself for things you haven't achieved. So we all have goals that we want to achieve. We all have things that we want to progress with. And more importantly, we might have things we want to change, or we might just want to bring some newer energy into our life. And the thing about it is that when we are staying in a place where we're beating ourselves up for not having done that, it creates a lot of tension in ourselves. It makes our self-esteem low and our self-confidence low. When we're beating ourselves up, we're talking very negatively to ourselves, and we can actually end up procrastinating on things nearly as punishment or sabotaging ourselves, because we're punishing ourselves for things we believe we should have done better or should have done in the first place, or things we believe we shouldn't have done. And the thing about beating yourself up and not forgiving yourself is that you actually hold yourself in that position. I know for myself, give an example of stuff that would have gone on for me in the years of 2013 and 2014. And I was having a lot of issue at that time and wasn't allowing myself to progress. It's now 2018. And I would say that it's really only in the last few months, and really at the start of this year, that I've actually been able to forgive myself and stop beating myself up about mistakes that I'd made. In reality, they weren't even that big, but I was just putting myself under so much pressure and blaming myself. And what happened in that period is I actually felt worse than myself. It affected my health, it affected my weight, and it definitely affected my mental health and created a lot of anxiety and panic. And that's what beating ourselves up can do to us. So I would like you to look at that. Where are you beating yourself up in? And then when we look at accountability, it's about just saying, okay, like, should I have done that thing? Or it's like, I suppose it's kind of a hard one, being accountable to ourselves and making a promise to ourselves and just checking in. Being accountable is really just checking in with ourselves to say, you know, where am I at with that goal? Or how am I getting on with that thing? Or being accountable to yourself if one of your goals is to forgive yourself for things that you've done or haven't done or regrets that you have. It's really just about holding yourself to a standard and then not putting yourself under pressure if you don't achieve it, but just a recognition of maybe I didn't achieve that. So it's checking in and it's recognition of where you are, not beating yourself up. So in areas that you are beating yourself up, I want you to think about this. How is that helping you at the moment? Think about areas where you're constantly giving out to yourself, being hard on yourself about. Is it helping you to progress? Think about areas in your life that you're stuck in at the moment. And is there any beating yourself up going on around those areas? And you'll probably start to see the correlation between the two. As we move forward over these teachings during the week, we're going to look at accountability. I have mentioned this in the audios over the last few days about wanting to set you up with accountability partners. I even have, you know, sometimes given you little teachings where you're accountable to me saying, look, I want you to send me this thing or by text, or I want you to email me your big goal. And I do find it funny because actually in the last one of these that I did, I asked everyone to send me a big goal that they had they wanted to achieve this year. And it's not about, you know, putting yourself under pressure or I'm like checking in to give out to you. It's just to say, look, you know, sometimes we have someone there that is going to follow up with us, we have a tendency to make sure we're doing more of an effort, or making more of an effort, I should say. Or if we're checking in with ourselves on a regular basis, like, you know, every week checking in, how did I get on with my goals this year, how this week, or how did I get on with my progress and my stress levels or my anxiety levels? You kind of have this date and time where you're going to be checking in and you want to have achieved those things. So what was interesting to me is hardly anybody sent me their big goal. I'd say actually two people out of so many of you, like the membership level has increased significantly this year and so many of you listening to this, and only two people actually sent their goal to me, which is really interesting. So just today, look at where you're beating yourself up and ask yourself, could you have more self-compassion? And as we move on during the week, we're going to talk more about accountability. And if you do want an accountability partner, get in touch with me and I can put you in touch with someone that I feel like, you know, you would click with. And it's just easy. It's not about pressure. And remember that accountability is actually about having compassion for yourself, but just in a more practical or strategic way. So I wish you a wonderful Monday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.